You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Well, my travels took me out to Middle Belt Road today, and I'm telling you, I'm hitting stuff left and right again. It's going to be a while before those roads are fixed. If you have any issues whatsoever, and you will, hopefully nothing terrible, but when it's time to take your car, truck, or van, you need to see the pros. And you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Expert car care. Expert car care.
They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, Mark, you know what? They'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything in your vehicle, top to bottom, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a windshield wiper or a tire repair, or as major as replacing a whole transmission or engine. And be sure to mention these two cats in the room right now on a Wednesday, and something good will happen.
That's right, Parker and the Man. And Mark, not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also receive a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's over $100 in savings. Just
did you
by
say $100?
$100 no holla. $100 right there just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care has locations, two good ones for you. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert, Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Expert Car Care. All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the Man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers.
You get a haircut?
Yeah. You just noticed?
I knew something was wrong. Was like wrong with you.
Hey, look. Van Dyke.
He did the thing I was going to say.
Tico hooked me up today.
He made you a little fresh today.
Right, I got a fresh cut.
Is that a high top fade?
No.
Love seeing it. White Sox lead the Tigers tonight. It was pretty quick and pretty early. It was pretty advanced right away with Jose Abreu hitting a bomb. Off Drew Smyly. Straightaway center field into the gloaming, into the foliage. And the White Sox have the 2-0 lead on the Tigers. Andre Rienzo pitching for the White Sox tonight. Who? Andre Rienzo going for them. Wings and Bruins, game four at Joe Louis tomorrow night. 8 o'clock is the game tomorrow. Boston leads 2-1. The Wings have two goals in the three games so far. Hank Zetterberg skated, felt good. Might he play tomorrow? I can't imagine it, but it's a possibility. Local scores first. No, it's not. You're complaining. It's the Bruins. You're crazy. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. All games four. Penguins over the Blue Jackets. 3-0 in the first. This is serious business now for Pittsburgh. No more fooling around at Nationwide. Kunitz, Neal, and Adams have scored for the Penguins. Duck Stars coming up. Ditto Blues, Blackhawks. NBA playoffs game two. The Heat already with a 5-point lead on Charlotte. 18-13 early. Dallas, San Antonio coming up. Portland, Houston at 9:30. Other baseball, American League. The Rangers beat the A's 3-0. I'm going to call him Martin. Martin Perez, three-hitter. He's 4-0 in the season for Texas. Prince Fielder, 0-for-3, is hitting 200. Yes, I'll do it as soon as he starts hitting homers, two run. 0-for-3 for Prince, though he's hitting 200. Just stating the facts, baby. Mariners over the Astros, 5-3 is the final. Kyle Seager, his first two homers of 2014. Fernando Rodney got his first Seattle Mariners win in relief. Red Sox lead the Yankees 1-0 early. Royals over the Indians 2-0 second. Mike Moustakas' fourth homer of the season. Orioles over the Jays 1-0 second. Rays lead the Twins in Tampa 1-0 first. One interleague series after Albert Pujols banged his 500th home run. Last night, the Angels and Nationals playing again in D.C. Second inning, no score, nothing yet for Pujols. No 5-0-1. National League, someone break up Aaron Harang. The guy is sick. He's pitching crazy. Braves beat the Marlins 3-1. Harang went 6 innings, struck out 11. His ERA right now is 0.85. That's a starter for the Atlanta Braves, who they got to fill. I mean,
they picked him up from nowhere.
I know, from nothing. 35 years old in Harang, looking better than ever. Diamondbacks beat the Cubs on the day they celebrated the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field. Cubs blew a 5-2 lead in the ninth, and Arizona won 7-5. Giants over the Rockies. This game is still going on in the 11th. Both teams have scored in the 11th, so don't be surprised by this score. It's the Giants 12, Rockies 10. There are 9 homers in the game. Mike Morse has 2 for San Francisco. Pirates lead the Reds 1-0 second. Cardinals over the Mets 1-0 first. Padres Brewers yet to come. PGA Zurich Classic begins bright and early, 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, down New Orleans Way, TPC Louisiana. Billy Horschel is the defending champion. He tees at 1:30 p.m. And that is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. So we're doing the schedule, man. It's April 23rd. We haven't even had the draft yet. Although, does everybody know what happened 25 years ago today, Rob Parker? Come on, who knows? 25 years ago today, what happened? April 23rd, 1989.
I remember it. It was my prom date. And
you weren't in prom anymore. Or maybe you were.
Yeah, I just got out of high school at 20.
Rob was combing the high schools getting a prom date. Come on, April 23rd, 1989. What happened on this day?
I don't remember.
The guy who should have been the longtime Lions general manager, Jerry Vannese, who ran the Chicago Bears to a Super Bowl, drafted a young fellow named Barry Sanders today, 25 quarter century ago today.
That's pretty amazing. It really is.
How's little B doing? Not so little, huh? Running for Stanford University. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
You remember the day we...
Mark, stop. You know what? Because we've been through this. We're so old. When I remember,
old.
I remember Daryl Strawberry Jr., Mark. Daryl Strawberry Jr.
Yeah.
Making it to the NBA. I remember when he was four running around
but
the
do
clubhouse.
Do you remember we were in Pontiac somewhere and we sat with Barry and then he had little B with him? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Where were we? What was the scenario on that? We talked to him for a long time.
Where were we? I don't remember.
We saw Barry. I want to say this is like right either. He might have still been playing. Like his last year. It might have been 97 or 98.
And the other one, too, for me, is Prince. And I know we knew him older, but still, Mark, when that chubby 9-year-old that I used to eat lunch with, are you kidding me? When he signed that deal and came back. And you know what?
And now he's going 0 for 2 and hitting 200. What, good play?
What
I'm not watching.
Ridiculous. If I'm Austin Jackson, I'm sick.
Is that Jordan Danks that made that catch?
Yeah. You'll see the replay. It's
John Danks' brother.
I mean, this is a heck of a catch. Forward, Mark. You'll never see a guy run forward
too
and
much.
Catch it like that.
Usually a basket catch.
Right. But anyway, all right, so let's go through with football.
You didn't finish with Barry.
No, I know, but I don't remember where it was.
We were in Pontiac. It's all I can remember. I don't know what the situation was. You, me, Barry Sanders, and little B. And now it's 25 years since Barry was drafted.
That's amazing.
I know. Okay, back to it then.
So we went through the first eight. Let's go through the second half of the schedule. Then we'll give our records and let people call in.
After the trip to London, there's a bye week. They come back for week 10. Home game at Ford Field against the Miami Dolphins. So you got your Joe Philbin Dolphins. That guy's still the coach there, isn't he? He didn't get canned yet. Not yet. So Dolphins are in town. God forbid you go there. Week 11, guess where? I mean, they always play them. They'll be at Arizona, play the Cardinals in Glendale at University of Phoenix Stadium, the UAP. So it's Miami, then on the road. So we're still
doing. Wait a minute. Okay, so you got the first game you got is Miami?
After the bye week.
On the road?
No, here.
Okay,
Field.
So they got Miami. Okay, go ahead.
Then you go to Arizona for week 11.
You already know what that is. Every time they go to Arizona, so I don't know.
Bobby Ross will come back and coach that game just because he wants to.
He's going to go for two more.
Thank you, Bobby.
He's
going to
go for two. Remember, he screwed up
the. So I bring it up. Now here's your first back-to-back week. Week 12, back on the road again at New England against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Okay,
and then,
that's Sunday.
Then the Thanksgiving Day game is
against the Chicago Bears. That's your week 13 at Ford Field, 4 days after the Patriots game. Now, this starts a run of three straight home games. So they're home, which I think they had this year too. Bears Thanksgiving, stay at home, week 14, Tampa Bay. Tampa came here last year. They're back here again. This time with Lovie Smith as coach, not with Greg Schiano. Lovie Smith now the coach of the Bucs.
Okay.
Week 15, stay at home. Minnesota Vikings, not with Leslie Frazier.
So wait a minute. Did they play? Okay.
We've already played Minnesota on the road in week 6. Now you're playing Minnesota at home. Who's their coach now? Who's coaching the Vikings? Rob, who's their coach?
I forgot.
Leslie Frazier got bagged.
I forgot. Go ahead.
How can we forget? EP, who's the Vikings coach? Come on. You're the young guy with the young brain.
Exactly. Look it up. Come on, EP. We need your help.
Wow. Is Mike Tice back? Maybe it's
Mike
Bud Grant.
Mike please.
Mike Bud Grant.
No, you'd be better off with Lou Grant.
What about Les Steckel? Bring Les Steckel back and coach the Vikings. Come on, who replaced Leslie Frazier?
All right, keep going while he's looking it up.
Week 16.
Mark, never ask a question you don't know the answer to.
I know
it's
that.
Bad radio. Don't do that.
I'm the one who tells you that. I'm the one who says don't ask questions you don't know. Mike Zimmer. Thank you. Former defensive coordinator of the Bengals. It's Mike Zimmer. At Chicago, week 16.
Okay, and at Green Bay.
So your last two road games are outside in December at Chicago and Green Bay. Brilliant. That's fantastic.
All right, there we go.
So at Green Bay is your Lambeau Field on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
All right, Mark, just go over it again, and me and you will do ours, and then we'll have the other guys give their
fine.
Records.
Week one, Giants, Monday Night Football, loss.
Loss.
Week two at Carolina, loss.
Loss.
Week three, Packers.
Loss.
Loss. I'll try to be cool about this, okay, even though I want to go 0-16.
You are so mean.
Mean? They're not better than any of these teams.
Go ahead.
Week four at the Meadowlands against the Jets.
Win.
Loss.
Okay.
Week five at home against Buffalo. Doug Marone or whatever his name is.
Win.
I'll give him a W. At Minnesota, week six. This is Mike Zimmer now. Defense will be
doesn't matter.
Off the
it's
charts.
Minnesota. Loss.
They still only won there like once in the last 20 years.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Maybe it's twice. You come up here twice.
Twice, Tom.
Are you marking my thing? No, I'm not marking anything.
You only have one, so I'm good with you through the first eight.
At Minnesota, we both said loss. New Orleans at home, here at Ford
loss.
Field.
Loss, come on.
Drew Brees.
Loss.
Sean Payton. I'll go loss. I'm not going to go win. No, okay. they're going to beat Drew Brees here. Atlanta in London, England. They're not winning a game in London, dude. They're not winning a game in London.
Okay, so you have them 1-7.
Jim Caldwell, I actually feel bad for you now. I feel worse.
You have 1-7 for the first half. I have 2-6. I have 2-6. Okay. Now let's do the second eight.
No. Bye week. Loss.
Stop.
They always lose the bye week. Okay, fine. Week 10, Dolphins are here. Miami Dolphins.
Win.
I will go victory. I'll say win, too, because they're not that good. Tannehill. I don't know what else they got cooking there.
We're on
right
the same
now.
Page there. Go ahead.
Week 11 at Arizona.
They always lose always there. Lose. Loss.
Remember, this was the year they were going to go and win. How could they not beat Arizona this year? It was early in the season.
It was right there. It was there for
we
the taking.
We went to watch the game at John Davis's place. We're all, let's go see
good,
them.
Good food, remember?
It was very good.
Very good. And, John's got a nice place, too.
But everybody was all excited to go see it on the big screen at John's house. And so I'll go loss on that. Please. At Gillette Stadium. Just start laughing. Against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Ask me if they're going to beat Tom Brady.
Even if Brady's not even playing.
Ask me if they're going to beat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots in this coming season.
Tom Brady and the Patriots in 2014.
Not this year. Okay.
Will that even be a live game? That won't even be a live game.
It'll be on tape? What do you say?
Tape delayed. It won't even be a live
It should
television.
Be live.
No, it won't be a live television game. They'll say, let's tape delay the darn thing. And
do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Okay, fine. They'll do it live. I just thought they should just tape the thing. Don't even bother. Now, that's the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So here they've just lost all these games. They come home to face the Bears. Thanksgiving at Ford Field. Jay Cutler, Matt Forte.
What game are we at? I missed one. So you got after Tom Brady. What was after? That's the Bears
That's
game?
That's the Bears game.
Okay, go ahead.
13. Again, not without knowing draft picks and who's
Mark,
injured.
Mark, this is just a preliminary.
I'm just qualifying it because I do this normally in August before the season starts. I would say for the Bears. Oh, God.
I got a loss. You could change in August, Mark. Just pick a
They'll win that game.
Okay. Go ahead.
They'll beat the Bears.
Go ahead. Next one.
Tampa Bay at home.
That's a win.
I think Lovie comes here and beats them.
Okay.
First time in as a Tampa Bay the Bucs coach, not the Bears. I'm going to say a loss to Tampa on week 14.
All right.
Week 15, home with Minnesota.
A win.
That'll be a W. I'll go there too.
Okay.
Win with Mike Zimmer.
So we got the same. Right now we got the same, right?
What are we?
We got them going 1-2-3-3 so far. In the second half. Go ahead. In the last two games.
At Chicago, Soldier Field.
Loss.
At Green Bay.
Loss.
Okay. Do I have to even say it?
Okay. So you have them at?
3-13?
3-5. No, 3-5. Four. And 1-7.
So 4-12.
So you got 4-12, Mark, and I have. no, wait, I got one.
Oh, Matt Stafford, Calvin Johnson, so Golden Tate.
So I have 5-11? Is that all I have?
That's all you got, man.
All right. man.
No, see, if the guys that don't do it line by line, that don't do the line item veto, that always just have to come up with some, I think they're going to win 10. With no basis of what's your little line there, dude? Come on.
Based on what? Based on what?
That's why you got to do line by line, no matter what you do.
Right, you just can't look at it and say they're going to go 10-6 or 11-5.
Because I'm going to be real honest with you. The only teams that they might be better than right now, before any draft or anything, that on this sheet might be Minnesota, maybe Miami. That's it. Maybe,
right.
Buffalo, toss-up to me. I think they're about as non-talented as Buffalo. Maybe a little bit more. And since Jim Schwartz is coming to town... Hey, Jim Schwartz coming to town on week 5 with the Buffalo Bills as defensive coordinator.
And Chauncey, no, I picked the Lions to go 5-11, and Mark Wilson went and picked.
Who's that, Chauncey Billups?
4-12.
Is that Chauncey Billups?
No, Radio Chauncey, who works here.
Okay.
Radio Chauncey. All right, so Mark, I got 5-11. Mark has 4-12. Okay.
That's preliminary.
Mark, we know that. Okay, EP and Gary chime in, and then we'll do this.
All right, well, I don't see them ready to chime in.
Come on, what do you got?
Are they chiming?
Get on the mic. It's just.
Why don't we do it after we do this
okay.
thing? Let's do that. We'll get their thing.
And then we'll have EP and Gary chime in with their picks, and then we'll take yours. 248-848-1130. I want to hear what people have to say.
And you can go on Twitter. Do it on Twitter as well. At Parker the Man with the hashtag Lions Stink.
Right. Just the preliminary of what you think. Mark has 4-12. I have 5-11. Is it going to be that bad?
Lions Stink or SOL. Hashtag SOL. Save all Lions. 248-848-1130. At Parker the Man on Twitter. Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Detroit weather.
Oh, here we go.
Time for when we want to weather, Mark.
And why the hell are we doing it?
Because we want to.
Okay, then it's time. It's going to be chilly tonight, getting down to the low, right around the mid-30s.
Are you giving me a cuddle alert?
It is a cuddle alert tonight, Chuck Gatica. We have a cuddle. Attention, we have a cuddle alert. Tomorrow, we got temps around 60 degrees, but cloudy skies. Rain moves in for Friday, but the high will jump to 70 degrees on Friday. Saturday, back down to the 50s. It'll stay that way for the next 4 or 5 days. Sun doesn't come back till Sunday. Currently in Metro Detroit, we have partly sunny skies, intermittent clouds. And 54 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why'd we do it now?
Because we darn well wanted to, and it's not quite as breezy as we all thought it would be. It'd be a little more breezy today.
All right,
not too bad.
If you're just joining us on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson at 7:57 on your Wednesday night, Detroit.
2-0 White Sox over the Tigers. We're now in the third inning. Andre Rienzo pitching for the White Sox. Drew Smiley has settled down since giving up the 2-run bomb to Jose Abreu.
And in case you don't know, the NFL schedule's out. We went through the Lions schedule. This is a preliminary. Hold us to this. Because obviously there's a draft that's going to come. Some players going to get cut. There might be some player roster changes. Other teams might have players hurt. We do not know. But
Jim Caldwell may be fired before the season.
Would you stop? Stop. Don't put that out there in the universe. But anyway.
I like Jim Caldwell. This is
our
the first
preliminary pick right now is Mark has the Lions going 4-12. I have 5-11. And now we got our producer, EP, and our engineer, Gary. They're going to chime in.
Before they do that, if you actually want to see the show at 8 o'clock, the NFL Network actually runs this again. They're going to actually reveal, wink, wink, they're going to reveal the NFL schedule, even though you already have it. But that's at 8 o'clock tonight, is the thing. And if you're curious, the Detroit Lions have opened the season on Monday night before, 1971, against the Minnesota Vikings. And, of course, they lost to Minnesota 16-13. So that was 1971. They have opened the season before.
I know. You said you thought you had never.
No, no. I was being funny. But they have opened it before. 43 years ago, they opened the season on Monday Night Football. It's the only time they've ever done it. And strength of schedule, by the way, right in the middle of the pack. They're 16th in the league in strength of schedule. Their opponent's win percentage from last year is 49%.
All right, EP, what you got?
I got a 9 and 7.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Can't hear you.
What is that?
It's the mic. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yell, scream.
9 and 7.
Come on, dude. You
9 and 7?
Yeah.
Give me the wins.
I know. Why you act like I'm saying 12?
Just give me the wins. Just give me the wins.
You guys are haters, man.
Give me the 9 wins.
All right, we got win against the Giants at the season opener.
No. Okay.
That was like last year to make the playoffs, right? With the win over
Everybody
the Giants.
Told me they were going to beat the Giants last year.
Of course. Go ahead.
Loss at Carolina. Loss against the Packers. Win at the Jets. Win against Buffalo. Loss against Minnesota. I got a win against New Orleans at home, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, believe it.
You heard it first here.
All right, yes. We have heard it first and before. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. We got the losing in London against Atlanta. Win versus the Dolphins at home.
Okay.
Loss in Arizona.
Okay.
Loss against New England.
Okay. And then they must be winning every game from here on out. Let me get a rest.
I got win every game except for at Chicago loss.
So they're winning in Green Bay to break the 22-year curse or whatever it's been.
This will be the year they win in Green Bay on a crappy day in December. You think they're going to go to Lambeau and finally win for the first time since 91.
You got it.
All right.
Dude, you're killing me.
Gary, what do you got?
Homer.
9 and 7. I'm going to mark this down.
Homer.
I'm going 8 and 8.
Okay.
You guys are pessimists.
That's a safe pick. There you go. Eight
and eight. Pessimist realist.
No, you guys, you didn't see that Caldwell press conference? They're going to come out fired up, ready to play for this guy.
Just like when
Dominican Sue can't wait to get here.
No, just like when Roger Goodell. Remember, Mark, this is my favorite one. Roger Goodell comes to Detroit and he goes, "I just met with Coach Marinelli. I want to put a helmet on and go out and play."
Right.
And that was did they go 0-16?
Dude, wait.
That's the year they went 0-16.
Gary, before you do, hold on. Wait, you know what? We got to wait for Gary. Let's do this, and we'll have to – Gary's –
we're going
to
delay it?
We have to.
Okay.
We have to delay it because it's a good tease. I want to hear
Gary,
Gary's
I want to hear your breakdown of your – he said 8-8,
but
I'll
tell you what I said to Rod Marinelli the year of 0-16. Remember, I was still doing some of the Ford Lions reports. Remember that?
What'd you say? All right, we'll wait.
I did the same thing. You know, Rod, I'd love to play for you.
Oh, that's what Roger Goodell said.
He hypnotizes you. Rod's got his magic, his voodoo magic. He hypnotized. He's hypnotized.
You know what it is? It's that plate in his hip whatever.
It's a plate in his hip. And that stocking he wore. Dude, we should laugh.
Support holes.
It's a stocking.
That's what it was.
He wore stockings, just admit it, with a garter. Poor guy.
All
Poor
right.
Rod Marinelli.
And also on the other side, Mark, to stay with the Lions, just some more, a little bit more on Sue and where you are with him. And I mean, he's a pinata. He's the NFL pinata now.
Oh, he's getting hammered. Just getting
he's
hammered.
He's getting hit everywhere.
No one's supporting him at all. Very few are. There
Except
are
for me and you.
Yeah, we're supporting him.
All right, 248-848-1130. We have a sports wrap coming up.
Right here on Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!